3,900 tigers. No one person can save the world. We have to take turns because of how exhausting that is. No one person can speak to the whole world. The whole world is too complex and our voice and message will become too scattered. We just need to keep speaking until the message of leaving bad ideas behind becomes less blurry. Our problem is not so dissimilar from the problem of a victim of a cult. Our problem works on the same principle. Limited knowledge limits our awareness. Limited awareness constricts us to see a subset of reality. A fine example of constricted reality are dark or medieval ages. 500 years ago, human beings were just as intelligent as we are. They simply knew less. They were aware of less. The culture and popular beliefs were rooted in less. Another example is raising a child with the genetics of someone from 10,000 years ago. Growing up today would make them just an average person. They would not wish to take a bite out of a woolly mammoth or hope to own a giant ground sloth. Not any more than we do. They'd appreciate the iPhone, in form of the model they appreciate the most. And had they been made aware that they are of the Ice Age, they'd sweetly and jokingly name their kitty cat Scrat. Our knowledge and the culture we grow up in is extremely influential. It decides how we develop, who we become, and what we recognize as reality. A child born a couple of hundred years from now will struggle to understand our ignorance towards climate change. In the schools of tomorrow, they will learn that we were victims of broken educational systems and cultures that didn't encourage pursuit of wisdom. To put it simply, some things sneak into us based on the level of our knowledge and the height of development of the culture we are born into. So who are we, really? Geniuses. This is very important. It is a very important single word answer to a very important question that has great impact on the future of humanity. We are geniuses. You know that man that is always wearing old clothes and kind of works in a corner and acts a little odd? He is also a genius. He is dying from loneliness. His mind is warped from ages of overwork. He can't really connect with people anymore because he has been feeling like an outsider for too many years. He found comfort in his little corner, where he is safe and where his life is simple. But should a chain of events push him, he will shed the patina of isolation. He will force himself to inherit modern culture and lifetimes from books. And his genius will emerge. It will be fresh, raw, reignited. He may for a moment become the wisest being on earth. That's what genius is, a combination of unbreakability and intellectual infinity. In more general terms, we are a very odd form of life compared to all the other animals on Earth. We are self-aware, and we are able to evaluate and adjust. We are self-enabling, self-correcting. Ayn wrote, "If a drought strikes them, animals perish. Man builds irrigation canals. If a flood strikes them, animals perish. Man builds dams. If a carnivorous pack attacks them, animals perish. Man rides the Constitution of the United States." We are struck by a culture that does not fully represent reality. But we will not jump from the cliff. We will not merely age. Business as usual. We will learn. We will teach ourselves to become genius. The easy peasy way. By going on long adventures with a bunch of wise non-fiction books. When our planet comes under attack, it will not perish. For it holds a species of animal that can perceive itself, alter, and rise to heights unseen. All it takes is for us to notice that something is wrong. Perhaps taking it easy would be okay if you were not capable of becoming a great being, if you were not a genius and a powerful thinker, if you were unable to rise, to inspire generations, to save the planet for all the children yet to be born, and to repair schools so that they help humanity progress. But ultimately, taking it easy can't be okay, because that would disappoint the one person that truly does have an authority over you, that you really, really do not want to disappoint in any way. Your elder self. Your elder self will be incredibly disappointed if you fail to quickly shed all the stupid things sneaked into you by miseducation and questionable culture. Your elder self will be incredibly disappointed in you if you fail to learn to unfold your wings as a genius and an intellectual. Your elder self will be incredibly disappointed in you if you fail to rise out of loneliness and isolation. Your elder self will be seriously pissed off if you mess this up. Your elder self will know exactly who you could have become and where you made the wrong decisions that prevented you from becoming the person that you really need to be. My friends, I wish there was more I could do to help you believe that you are each a genius. But I can only give you the books. I can't put the earbuds in your ears and press play, because to hear the books, you have to slow down in life. You have to begin questioning the things that were driving you. And you have to become ready to listen, to hear, to comprehend. And by that time, you can press play on your own. A genius is not an intellectual anomaly. Even savants spend years and years mastering their interesting tricks. We are all capable of gaining powerful intelligence. And we don't need schools for that. Just a mountain of down-to-earth books made heavy with lifetimes of wisdom that show a progression from childhood to maturity that actually occurred. The thoughts that someone had for real. It is the easiest way to connect and inherit wisdom. You don't need to memorize mathematical formulas. And the last place you want to learn biology is from biology. What you need is stories that teach you about the reasons behind the invention of mathematics and an adventure where you reinvent mathematics from scratch with the fantastic and magical ability to look some stuff up along the way. You don't need to learn about the powerhouse of the cell. You need to begin with stromatolites, panspermia, evolution, and astrobiology. Mitochondria used to be a separate organism. What an adventure to follow. What an honor to make new discoveries on that path. You see, we learn in a very unique way. We don't learn in the classroom. We can't learn from a teacher talking to multiple people all at once. The learning, the education, it has to come from our heart. It has to come out of our curiosity. It has to be a path that we can walk with our closed eyes and listen to books and feel air and the mountains and the moon. Real education is a great adventure and a great reward. It is almost our greatest love. My friends, you must begin your education by pushing everything that interferes with your natural genius away. Even if it is the city you live in, or school you are forced to go to, or even the friends that are contrary to who you really are. And you must begin your life knowing that you are a powerful genius. This is not something that only odd and strange and lucky people are. This is how our minds function. The more you learn and the more you repeat and more you reread the same books that you love, that move you, that fill you with love for the author, the more brilliant you become and the more thoughts connect. You are a genius in dire need for more books and audiobooks that will fuel your wisdom. And wisdom is something that comes automatically. It's kind of hard to explain. One moment you're reading books and in another moment you're able to write them. It just comes from within your memory, your heart, your soul, your body of knowledge. It is so natural that we can't even describe it. It's like walking. You start step by step and you fall a bunch of times, but eventually you're just running around. That's the natural state. It's for us to walk. And it is a natural state for us to be powerful intellectuals, powerful geniuses. And the only thing that stands in our way is living life too fast or living life misinformed, that we're supposed to be overworked all the time or chase some stupid career or try to get an office window or some nonsense. Genius is one of the first things we have to get into ourselves so that we can move forward in life. My friends, as I write this right now, there are only 3,900 tigers in the world. Now they are recovering, and I think that number will improve and it's all gonna turn out for the good. But tigers are not the only species in trouble. The news is really bad. There is no time for overwork or pretending to get educated by having good grades. We really need to learn for real. Please, believe in your genius and grow, my friends. It is not just the tigers that need help. The task at hand is far greater. With 10 million people in cages around the world, we have to help children and students of today out of poverty and towards real education and functional wisdom and knowledge so that they may have a chance at a fair start in life.